If you can tell me about who you are and what the Makila Solidarity Network is all about.
Okay. My name is Tulia Marcolongo. I'm with the Makila Solidarity Network, and we're also known as MSN. We are a non-governmental organization that works on worker rights in maquilas, which are export trading zones found all over the world. So we promote labor rights in the maquilas.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the Fair Play at the Olympics campaign?
Yes, sure. The Fair Play campaign is an international initiative at the international level. There's Oxfam International, the Global Unions, or the International Confederation of Trade Unions, and the Clean Clothes Campaign. In Canada, MSN and Oxfam Canada, the Canadian Labour Congress, and the Anti-Sweatshop Coalition in Quebec, we're trying to, pressure the Olympics movement and sportswear companies to ensure that all Olympic uniforms are made under ethical working conditions. So here in Canada, MSN is actually helping to coordinate the campaign.
Okay, and is this a campaign that's taken place regularly in the past, or is this the kind of a first time for international organizations getting together to go after the Olympics?
Yeah, actually, the campaign started last spring on March 4th. It was launched internationally and also here in Canada. And yes, it's the first time that these groups have worked together in this way.
Now, what companies are being targeted here in Canada during the campaign?
Roots Canada is the company that we're targeting. And at the international level, there's a whole bunch. For example, Nike was part of it, Adidas, Salomon, Kappa, Lotto, all the major sportswear companies.
So far, your group's had made several attempts to get in touch with Roots executives to get their attention. I wonder if you can talk about what your group has so far done to try to get in touch and what the results of those contacts were.
Basically, what happened, we tried to contact them prior to the launch of the campaign just to let them know what we're doing and that we were going to focus on them because they're one of the primary sportswear companies here in Canada. All our correspondence fell on deaf ears until we went to the media. Earlier in the spring, after the launch of the campaign, we got a quote from Don Green, who's the co-founder of Roots, saying that they would like to discuss this, our concerns with us. And we followed up with a letter again because we saw this quote in the media. And nothing really happened until this past, June, late June, early July. They hired a new director of public affairs and social compliance. And he gave us a call and wanted to meet. And we decided to meet with him. That was a lower-level meeting. All along throughout the campaign, we've been asking for a meeting with Roots Canada CEO Marshall Miles, as well as their sourcing manager, to discuss our concerns. So we decided to go ahead with a meeting with the Director of Social Compliance, Robert Sarner, but just to introduce our concerns. But in the end, it turns out that he was he's a new person there and didn't really know what was going on in terms of their sourcing plans and didn't really know about our concerns and what we were talking about. So, again, one of the main goals of the campaign was to get a meeting at the higher level with Roots, but that hasn't happened yet. So last week, throughout the campaign, actually, I should add that all these volunteers from all the participating organizations have been collecting signatures and petitions to Roots since March 4th. And on August 11th, last Wednesday, they decided to deliver these just prior to the Olympics, these cards just prior to the Olympics. And basically, 2 days prior to August 11th, it seems a bit complicated, but I guess they found out that we were going to deliver those cards to the stores. Ruth calls us 2 days before the card drop-off and wants a meeting with us. And they said that Marshall Miles would be available. So we decided to meet with them, and we confirmed a meeting. But at the same time, we also told them that all these volunteers all over Canada had collected thousands of signatures across the country, and they wanted to deliver it. So basically, we told them, yes, we'll meet, but we will deliver the cards to stores across the country. We actually decided to cancel our card delivery in Toronto because the meeting was going to happen here. So we wanted to deliver them personally to the CEO, Marshall Miles. In the end, the day of, just a few hours before the meeting, on August 11th, they suddenly canceled the meeting. And so in Toronto, 2 days after, last Friday, we had a little, I guess, demonstration in front of the Root store at Queen and Spadina, just to deliver the balance of the cards and to let the public know that Roots is not acting in good faith.
What reason did they give for canceling the August 11th meeting?
Basically, they said that we were organizing disruptive actions, which is completely not the case. It was the card drop-offs across the country, which happened actually, I'll mention, in St. John's, Halifax, Ottawa, Calgary, Saskatoon, and Vancouver, were only, the volunteers were only dropping the cards off. There wasn't any demonstration or anything. It's just they got some media and which accompanied them to the stores and just dropped off the cards and mentioned their concerns about Roots labor practices. So that was the reason why they said they canceled the meeting.
Why do you think they would react so harshly to a simple protest campaign?
That's a good question. We don't know. And what we were saying is that Roots maybe has something to hide. We, in the past, we've actually targeted Roots, I guess, a few years back, and they always reacted to protest, and they always met with us after a protest. So I'm not sure. That's a good question, and we're asking ourselves and we're asking Roots why they don't want to meet with us. I should add that the Oxfam Canada and the CLC reps, twice now, they were coming to the meeting, and they were on the way to the meeting, and they arrived here just to find out that the meetings were canceled. I should add that Roots actually confirmed a meeting in June and suddenly canceled it again a few hours before, and again, just what happened, the same thing happened on August 11th.
If you could talk a little bit about the network's concerns regarding Roots. I caught one thing relates to their code of conduct not being up to international labor standards. So if you want to talk a little bit about why Roots is a target for this campaign.
Okay. Roots is targeted for the campaign for two reasons. First of all, their code of conduct is actually very weak. It does not even, it's not even in line with International Labor Organization standards or ILO standards. The provisions for child labor are very weak. Provisions for discrimination, hours of work are quite weak. And the code doesn't even mention anything on freedom of association. So there's no provision for freedom of association and collective bargaining. So workers, basically, under Roots codes, that right is not recognized. The second thing why we're targeting them is because we want them to develop a transparent factory monitoring system. They did hire Cal Safety Compliance, which is a monitoring auditing organization, for their subcontractor factories in overseas. You should be aware that Roots actually closed their last Canadian sewing plant last February. So everything now, or the majority of Roots products, are made by subcontractors. They still retain a leather factory here in Toronto, but the rest of, for example, clothing is done over either in Canada by subcontractors or overseas. Our concern is that, for example, here in Canada, the Made in Canada label is no guarantee that products are not made under sweatshop conditions. We found a lot of, there's evidence out there that there are sweatshops here in Canada, so that's one of our concerns. We want Roots to make sure that all of their products are made under good working conditions.
Regarding the overseas facilities, where does Roots get most of its clothing produced?
Most of it, well, doing a label check and some research, a lot of their products are made in China, and we found evidence of clothing made in Haiti and as well as Taiwan. So just to let you know that the garment industry is one of the most globalized industries in the world, as we know. And so it's very difficult for an organization like ours, a small one, to follow where Roots is going. That's why we're asking that their code of conduct, at least, is up to par with the minimum labor standards, international labor standards.
Have you been able to get any information on the conditions at the factories where Roots clothing is made, or can some guesses be drawn based on past experience?
Because there is no disclosure or public disclosure about where Roots actually sources from, it's very hard to find out where the clothing is made. In the Chinese example, in the Haitian example, we can deduct, I guess we can, we know about the labor and human rights conditions in those countries. China, for example, there's evidence that there's forced overtime, and so that's a major concern for us, and we brought that to the attention of Roots.
So what other actions will be taking place over the course of the Athens Olympics that people might be interested in?
We are actually asking the public to write to Roots. You can, I guess I'll give you our website. There's an action alert on our website. And we're asking the public to write to Roots to revise and improve their code of conduct, as well as to develop a transparent factory monitoring system. Concerned customers can go to our website. It's www.makuila solidarity.org. So makuilasolidarity.org.